This is the Composer's Datebook for April 27th. I'm John Zak. Back in the 18th century, if you were Haydn, there was a friendly Austrian prince or a London impresario to pay you to write symphonies and provide an orchestra to play them. If you were Mozart or Beethoven and no prince or impresario was handy, you could always hire your own orchestra and put on a concert featuring your latest symphony and make a profit, depending on how ticket sales went, of course. But by the 21st century, the whole writing a new symphony and getting it performed business has become much more complicated and expensive. American composer Peter Boyer had years of experience writing orchestral music for film, TV, and specially commissioned occasional concert scores on various historical themes. But he'd never been asked to write a non-programmatic symphony. Commissions of this nature are rare, says Boyer, so I was pleased when the Pasadena Symphony Association offered me the opportunity. Programmatic or not, even in an abstract symphony, as BBC Music Magazine has noted, Boyer can, quote, set a scene or create a mood rapidly and unambiguously. He writes with great flair for big orchestras. On today's date in 2013, Boyer himself conducted the Pasadena Symphony in the premiere of his Symphony No. 1, a work with no overt program, but dedicated to the memory of Leonard Bernstein. And Bernstein's daughter, Jamie, commented, I know how deeply Peter relates to the music of my father, as well as to the humanitarian spirit that infuses so many Bernstein compositions. Composer's Datebook is supported by Progressive Insurance, small business protection for more than vehicles, with specialized coverages to protect against financial loss. More at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, and the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.